are listening to Look Who's Talking. This is a show designed for Head Start parents. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and our host is none other than Jessica Coffey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good, Cam. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Just so the listeners can know, yeah. I'm in my cowboy hat today. Uh-huh. Today, Beyonce's Cowboy Carter dropped.
Oh.
And I'm in my cowboy country music vibe.
Yes. Yeah. For those that want to see the video, it'll be dropping very soon. She is looking fabulous on the show.
Yeehaw.
So with all that being said, that means you've already bought the album.
Yeah, it's already down. You know what? It dropped at midnight.
I know, so you already got it.
I accidentally fell asleep on the couch watching basketball.
Really?
Woke up at 12:30 and said, self, and myself said, girl, go download that album. And that's what I did.
And your thoughts?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, wow. Wow. It's all about the fanfare.
That's all. Yeah. That's all it's about.
Oh,
that's all it's about. I want to hear her rendition of Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh,
and there's a song on there called Dolly, I think. So, Dolly. Ooh. P.
Okay,
so I want to hear that.
Yeah, so there's newfound interest and support of country music.
You know, there's some little country I like. Working Nine to
Five. Oh, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Beyonce.
What you mean?
She is not a country artist.
Well, she's not.
Okay, there we go.
However, so she did explain why she did a country
album. Please, Beehive, don't come for me. I was just saying. Listen, I'm just trying to be serious. She's not a country artist.
Listen.
So, but
I was going to tell you, if you feeling froggy, jump.
No, I'm not. No. I saw it all on your face. I was like, no, I don't want no heat. I don't want no heat.
Yeah, you know what? She created this album because they would not let her in the room to speak when I think she did the Country Music Awards,
mm-hmm.
and she got a lot of hatred then.
Wow.
So she was like, you know what? I'm going to do my own.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Because you're not going to tell me I can't do what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, let's get it in. Okay. I think it's going to be good. I did hear the first, single?
Yeah, 16 like Carriages.
Oh, okay. I don't need to know titles.
Or, the other one.
Oh, there's two of them. There's two
that dropped. Super Bowl. Okay. Right after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how she's doing it.
I mean, you.
I have no doubt she's going to be successful.
I know you don't care for Beyonce, Cam.
No, I don't. But I have no doubt she'll be successful. That's that part. That's the part that matters, right?
What else has been up with you?
Slow motion. You know, this is also Holy Week. I know this is Beyonce's drop, but this is also Holy Week. So for me, it's a busy
on Friday.
Week. Yes.
On Friday.
See, don't start.
Because I'll go there. I love Beyonce, but I love Jesus.
Come on. See, there you go. So I think now it is time for a coffee break.
Okay. Okay, today I want to let everyone know your smile is your logo, your personality is your business card, and the way you make others feel is your trademark. Don't forget that you are a walking business card. That's how true. You make others feel, how you portray yourself is being perceived. So make sure you share the light, especially in dark rooms.
I like that ending about people, how you make people feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will forget what you say, but they will not forget how you made them feel.
At that part.
You know, and so being conscious and being intentional about pouring into people's lives is important. And it's the only thing that really matters. You know what I'm saying? So that's a wonderful, inspirational word for today.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. All right. I know some of our listeners are listening for the Head Start highlight word of the day, but you're going to have to keep listening. We'll talk about that later.
You are going to have to keep listening.
Keep listening. All right. We have a wonderful guest in the building today. Who is here today?
Okay. I would like to introduce to you all today, Jerome Thompson. You know what? I don't even know how we met. It was through, I think, Theo, one of the center managers here at Community Action. I have just a heart to get fathers involved.
Right.
And, you know, Brian, who was on the show earlier, kind of helped us, you know, begin to really pour into our fathers.
Right.
And Jerome here has a fatherhood conference in South Carolina.
In Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. And it's one of the biggest fatherhood conferences around. So I wanted him to be able to come to Kentucky and pour into our fathers and our staff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. But one thing, if I had known this was Cowgirl Day, I would have worn, you know, my cowboy. You know, I almost came to Kentucky with a cowboy boots on and my hat. And as I was stepping out, my mom said, "Where you going?" I said, "Well, I'm going to Kentucky. You know, they got cowboys and horses up there." But if I had known, I'd have been had my cowboy hat on. I would look just like Miss Jessica here this morning. I'd have had my hat rocking this morning.
Then I would have felt out of place. But ironically, me and you are together. And really, she is too. But yeah, she got this cowboy hat
we
on.
We all dressed in
men in black.
Women in black.
It's a black day today.
But getting back to the fatherhood, we are the only grassroots conference that deals with fathers in the country right now. And we're proud of that in South Carolina.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you are speaking to, you're pouring into a lot of our men and some of our staff while you're here. And it's just a pleasure to have you here. We've talked a little bit off air, and I'm just anxious to hear what you got to say.
Well, you know, I've been in this fatherhood game for a long time. Mm-hmm. And what folks don't understand is this has been a national push since 1995.
Wow.
It goes back to President Clinton when he wanted to get fathers involved in their children and communities. Mm-hmm. So one thing that Head Start does is it provides that opportunity with the things that we offer in Head Start and our community action to empower our fathers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's very important. Jessica, I want to clear up something. Jessica has a heart for fathers, but she loves mothers too.
Oh yes, I love mothers, and we are doing. We are going to be coming out with a lot of father and mother, you know, focused events and activities.
Right.
So, mothers, you are not left out. However, today is all about the dad.
That's what.
What?
That's what's up.
It's all about dads. And you know what? When I think of fathers, when I think of dads, of course, I think of my own. He's always been there. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always known him. He's always been in the house.
Your daddy girl.
I'm definitely a daddy's girl. I call him before I call my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him, because he's going to feed into my extraness.
Oh, wow. I'll
be like, dang. So my hand hurt.
Bruh.
He gonna be like, "Well, did you go to the doctor?"
Oh, Lord.
Whereas my mom is like, "Well, what you calling me for? You 4 hours away. What am I supposed to do?
Go!"
But, you know, I want to know, like, how did you become so geared in or focused into wanting to educate other fathers about, you know, just being a father?
Well, I had a great father. My father took over as a scoutmaster when my scoutmaster passed away. So we didn't have any place to go. So my dad said, "Hey, I'll fill in." My dad's a coach. He's a football coach, basketball coach. Matter of fact, he's kind of picked up all the kids in the neighborhood. I want to get back to something that was mentioned a few minutes ago about you being a daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. One thing we're having at our conference, we got a workshop called Daddy's Little Girl. And I would notice on Saturday nights, I would be at the gas station. I would see the transition from kids going back to dads and vice versa. So at Head Start on Monday morning, when some of the little girls came in, their hair was whacked. Or Daddy couldn't fix it. So one of our workshops is called Daddy's Little Girl.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have some stylists come in and actually show these guys how to do their little girl's hair.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect.
So that's one of our keynote things that we're going to do. We're going to have live models. We've got some individuals that are going to allow guys to experiment on their heads.
Uh-huh.
We have the little, my person that was telling me, she said, these are mannequins. I said, no, these are wig heads, you know. And she said, no, these are mannequins. I said, mannequins to a man is a tall thing.
Uh-huh.
The little thing here, we just call them.
That's a wig head. Uh-huh.
Wig head. Yeah, you know. So that goes back to that conversation about men and women communicating.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to how I got to where I'm passionate about this father is I had a situation where a dad called me one night, and I had been having a conversation with him quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me one night. He said, hey, I'm about to kill myself.
Mm.
I said, why? Me and my lady, we having some problems. I said, you about to kill yourself over your lady. You done did time. You've spent most of your life incarcerated. You made it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're successful in your business. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. I hung up. He called back. He said, what you hang up for? I said, if you're going to do this right, let's do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, instead of you taking some pills, let's go jump off the bridge. Call me back. He said, you know, you're a cold SOB. I said, guess what? He said, what? I said, you're alive this morning.
That's right.
I said, all it took for you to sit back and think about what I told you is that you have gone way beyond.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a relationship problem.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10 was your fault anyway. But, you're gonna, I said, you're going to let that mess up your life, your kids and everything. So with that experience, I'm like, wow, we got a lot of brothers out here
mm-hmm.
that are hurting
yeah.
on a day-by-day basis mm-hmm. that nobody really knows about. And one thing about this fatherhood conference, men are going to be in a atmosphere where mm-hmm. they're going to be nudged, you're not going to be judged,
yeah.
mm-hmm. a non-judgmental atmosphere. So when that opens up, the possibilities of what's going to happen is great and phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
Absolutely. That's powerful right there. But, you know, it's funny because fathers, men, we're not the nurturers. We're the ones that give you that tough love. And I love seeing men communicate with each other because it's so different than when women, you know what I'm saying? Women would be like, oh, well, don't do that. Let's talk, blah, blah. You was like, okay, click. And it's a different way that we communicate because mm-hmm. it cuts out all the games. It cuts out all the fluff. You know, we're getting down to the meat. And you know, yeah, to survive what you've survived, to go out like that.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
That's not even.
You know what? And while you were telling that story, I was thinking ahead and be like, oh, he going to tell him to stay on the phone. He's on
right,
his way.
Right, right, right.
Because that's what I would have done.
Click.
Right, right.
think about this. When you're having a conversation with your significant other or so forth, and she hangs the phone up on you,
mm-hmm.
hold up, wait a minute.
Right.
That's what his attitude like, oh, hold up, this brother just hung up on me. Let me call him back, okay? So what I did was I cut that thought off.
Right.
And by me hanging up on him, I just told him I'm about to do something serious in my life. And this brother hung up on me.
Right.
So the mindset got changed.
Right.
Wow.
The mindset got to, hold up, wait a minute.
Why?
Whoa, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And just by that moment, it brought him back to reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he was someplace he didn't need to be.
Right.
Because, as I said, 9 times 10 is your fault, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
But the best thing about it was you wasn't going there with him. You wasn't going there with him. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jerome Thompson. You're listening to Look Who's Talking.
Mm-hmm. This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org.
Community Action Council operates the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Crisis Program during the coldest winter months to help qualifying households with a home heating emergency. Some examples are a utility disconnect notice or having an eviction notice if utilities are included in monthly rent. LIHEAP crisis appointments are available now on a first-come, first-served basis. Funding is intended to cover the minimum needed to resolve the heating crisis and cannot exceed $400 for gas or electricity. Qualifying households can reapply during the program period as long as funding is available until they reach the $400 maximum benefit. A full list of eligibility criteria, along with a convenient way to schedule an appointment, is available on our website, comaction.org, by clicking the Utility Assistance Scheduler button or by calling 859-300-6960.
Community Action Council's Prep Academies have openings in their Early Head Start program for children aged 6 weeks to 3 years old. Spaces are filling up, so now is the time to apply for the upcoming school year. Every child who enrolls receives a full scholarship for the entire school year. To get connected and ensure your young child gets a head start on their education, call Community Action Council at 859-233-4600. You can also find Community Action Council online at comaction.org. That's comaction.org.
Are listening to
Look Who's Talking.
I almost did what you did.
You almost did it.
Look Who's Talking. We are here with Jerome Thompson, and we are talking. This show is geared all towards fathers, but I want to say this. The word of the day.
The Head Start highlight word of the day is
purpose.
You heard it here first. Purpose. Get on those phones. Get what you need to do. You know what to do. Back to the show, Jerome.
All right.
Dropping knowledge.
He is dropping knowledge. I'm just trying to soak it in. What I want to ask you is, within the world of Head Start, we talk about engagement and involvement. What's the difference between father involvement and father engagement?
Okay, father engagement is actually when you have that child with you and y'all are interacting into a process or an activity or a learning. It really should be a learning environment where the dad is teaching the child, as well as children teach dads.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got a hands-on activity, men are hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a hands-on activity that fathers can get engaged with their child, that's that engagement piece.
Right.
And when you're talking about father involvement, that can go two ways. When we have our men engaged in an activity,
mm-hmm.
just men, you know, we're talking about an involvement. We can get those fathers involved in a process to get back to engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So that engagement is definitely important, because when you have that dad, I'm going to say dad, significant others, because everybody at the center, that may not be his dad, but he's that child.
Exactly.
He's that child, male role model that he sees, you know, in the household.
Right.
So sometimes we have to be careful when we say dad, because mm-hmm. Everybody is that male is not always the dad in the house, but he is the pillar at that time.
Exactly.
So when that engagement piece come in, that's that one-on-one. Even if you're at the Head Start Center, it's still a one-on-one thing. And actually what happened is those other kids and those other fathers see the engagement piece.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we want to imitate what we see.
Mm-hmm.
So one dad may not be good at one thing, but he may see another father, and he's going to do the same thing, because that's his child, mm-hmm. to be a part of what's going on at the time.
Mm-hmm. What's the importance for men being around other men and creating a space for that to happen?
for men to be around other men is, it's almost like a team.
Mm-hmm.
So when men are around other men, they can actually have a men's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We can drop all of the
fluff.
Yeah, there you go, the fluff. We can't be judgmental on what a guy says and what he does not say. Because what we want you to do is, we want you to pull your heart out.
Yeah.
Because your problem may have been a problem that I've already fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help you with that. When men are among each other, they're actually serving as mentors for each other. Sometimes they don't even know that they've been a mentor. Because I was at a situation last night here in Lexington where there are a group of men supporting one another.
Mm-hmm.
And by supporting one another, you never knew who was at the table.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised who's at the table.
That's true.
When you're having a conversation. Mm-hmm. With our Head Start dads, we never know who's at the table when they bring their kids in.
Mm-hmm.
Had a situation where this dad, he was always at the Head Start Center in the morning to noon. And then he was judged because, why are you here? Why are you at work? The brother worked third shift.
Mm.
He took the time to be with his child as much as he could to 12 o'clock.
Mm.
When he came in dirty, he was a construction worker.
Mm. Yeah.
But he came in, and he was a faithful father. And I told the staff, I says, judge him not, because we don't know anything about him.
That's true.
And that's one thing we can't do in Head Start is that we can't assume.
That's right.
I'm going to talk about that today. We can't assume just by appearances, because I found out that some of our most wealthiest people, mentally, not with finance, mentally, are folks that are misjudged.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, Jerome, do you have any children of your own?
No, I don't. I don't have any kids.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm going to put two through college.
Ah, well, look at that. Okay, yeah, so yeah.
Yeah. I've have a niece and a nephew that have been around me most of them. Matter of fact, this is a true story. I kept my niece from my sister. Mm-hmm. We laid up in the bed. I'm drinking coffee. Baby drinking coffee. Mama comes in. What is going on? I said, we drinking coffee. You don't get baby's coffee. I said, look at me. I drank coffee when I was a baby. Look at me. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And then she said, my baby went. I said, I just changed it. She said, boy, the thing's on backwards. You know, so I'm learning right there on the spot.
Right,
so
right.
I kept wondering why she kept trying to pull the little thing off.
Right,
when
right.
it was all wrong. I said, what's the difference? The back look like the front to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've had that experience as to take him to the doctor.
Yeah.
Having a conversation with the young man, he had a situation, a health situation. And I said, hey, he said, I can't talk to mama.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, come on, we need to talk about this. So we had a conversation, and I just told him, men's health, and I'm going to talk about that, men's health is very important.
Absolutely.
We got to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because we don't.
Yes, we don't.
So a healthy father is a healthy family.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it. So, you know, I am a product, well, I have a blended family as well, so, but they're mine. They're mine. But it's interesting in knowing the things that shape us, you know. And for me, like personally, some of the things that I went through as a child, I didn't want on my children. Mm-hmm. So I fathered out of that. You know what I'm saying? My father was he was around, but he wasn't. Engaged or involved. And so one of the things that I am seriously pouring into my children and my grandchildren is being there, not just as provider, you know what I'm saying, but as, you know, caretaker, as someone, you know, can lean on and depend on. And you know, I was looking at a little video this morning of fathers going to their kids' events and how the kid responds to seeing their father.
Yeah.
Now, mama's there 24/7, right?
Yeah.
But when dad shows up, it's like, oh, my God, he's here, you know? And so that's important in pouring into our children is being there.
Yeah.
Oh, I was blessed with both my parents in the home. And my dad, he would come home in the afternoon and – one thing we would do is my dad never read to me except the rule book for sports. That's the only book my dad ever read to me.
Right, right.
Because like he was a sports fanatic. But he would come home in the afternoon, and if it, depending on the season, when he got home, if it was baseball, we had the baseball bat waiting on dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all he did was drop his bag down and kept it moving. You know, he didn't even, baby, you're not going to come and say hey to me? Hey, baby, he keep on going. I got the boys. Mm-hmm. And what happened is we went to the field. Then all the other kids in the neighborhood came. So I was blessed with a father that cared for me. My dad made sure that when I played football, he made sure that the family.
Right.
I ain't talking about in the household.
Right.
I'm talking about grandmama.
Right.
Cousin. We going to Jerome football game.
We're going tonight to the game.
Yeah.
It means so much.
Yeah. And what's so funny is when I played football, and I could hear my mama up in this crowd, don't hit my baby. You know, and I could hear her above all everybody else. Uh-huh. You know. So a mama knows her baby, and just like it. A child knows his parents.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I would like parents to understand is ask this question of the kids. Parents always tell the kids, I know what I want from you.
Mm.
Which sometimes is wrong.
Yeah.
But here's the question. Parents need to ask the child, what do you expect out of me?
Mm. Ooh, that's good. That's good.
I was going forward. I thought he was going to say, what do you want out of you? No, what do you want out of me?
Let me put up my church finger.
You need to ask your child, what do you expect out of me? Because sometimes, well, you know, I'm doing this and that for you, but mama, daddy, that ain't what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
What do you want to do? I want to do this. Why are you going to tell me? Because you don't listen.
Mm.
Okay? Parents always have a game plan for the children.
That's mm-hmm. it.
But now you got to change that around and say, hey, mm-hmm. everybody's not meant for school.
Right, right.
You got some kids out here that are skilled at other things.
That's it.
Support that skill.
That's it.
If your if your baby's saying like Beyonce, help us sing.
16 carriages.
Here we go. Don't do it.
So that's advice I would give to parents is have that question is,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna be shocked when your kid tell them.
Right.
What do you expect out of me? Mm-hmm. What do you want from me?
Right.
So, but that never happens because most of the time with parents, it's a one-way conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, one thing I love about Head Start is we're trying to teach the families how to have conversations with the kids. So knowing the conversations that we have in the classroom, and let me say this, parents and parent figures, your kids are telling your business. Let me say that. So they know how to have the conversations in the classroom. And that's what we want to spill over when they go home. That's why we do that whole two-generational approach. The whole family matters. And we're trying to provide something as children we didn't have. Because, baby, my mama and daddy, I love them. Mm-hmm. God knows I love them.
And God knows I do.
But it's hard to have conversations, especially serious conversations with them. And that's something that we want our Head Start kids to have. And not only that, can you like talk on, you know, not every child grows up with their either mom or dad or in the same household. Can you talk a little bit about how parents can get on the same spectrum of whether it's get along for the kid or be at least nice to each other. So because the kids see that interaction, those interactions.
And one thing kids don't do, they don't lie.
Mm-mm.
They will, like you say, they'll tell your business. one thing sometimes is when I have both of those individuals together, I pose this one question to them. This is your all product. How did it get here?
Mm-hmm.
At one time, there was something you saw in her. Mm-hmm. And at one time, there's something you saw in her. Mm-hmm. So y'all, this came about. So why can't we take that little time that you guys were in a loving atmosphere or in a atmosphere that was connected? Why can't we bring this back together just for a moment? Just for a moment where the child can be happy, because a happy child is a product of a happy mother and father.
Right.
So if they can just see that, and kids understand that I got to go back over here to dad or I got to go back over here to mama.
Mm-hmm.
But while you're together, let's do like the ladies in Walmart. Let's fake it till we make it. Okay? When they walk into Walmart, they be, how you doing? Da 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 da. They glad to see you. Uh-huh. You know what they say when you're walking out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But just that appearance at the moment, mm-hmm. kids see everything.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And they would just love to see those two people just for a moment having a good time.
Right.
Because then that baby, he says, you know, that child, I'm feeling my mom and daddy like each other.
Right.
But like I said, it just take one moment for the child. You know, that child wants to be happy. Mm-hmm. So those parents have to, but it don't always work that way.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, at Head Start, we are the mediator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, although it's not our responsibility, but we try to do what's best for the child.
Right.
So if we can get those parents to come into the building together,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say something crazy. Leave home, girl. Home. Because she ain't got your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your, with the record, leave your side piece there.
What?
Okay. This your baby. This your baby mama.
That's right.
Respect her.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's some good advice, because the only one that is suffering is your child.
Exactly.
And so no matter what you do, good or bad, you're pouring into your child.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more important that we focus on those things that are going to give my child a step above others, to get, you know, instead of pouring on my child, let me pour into my child. And those are some wonderful ways of just communication, you know. The deal is done. We're not going to be together, but we're going to be together forever with this child.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what you got, give me some, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me the three things that are going to take away from the conversation that you're going to have later today with some teachers.
Okay.
Or some staff.
It's communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because we communicate different. Men and females communicate different.
Really?
And one thing that Head Start is 98.999%
female.
You say that again.
Yeah. And men are minority. As staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rough being a man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough being a man in Head Start.
Yes, sir.
So what we're going to talk about today is how to communicate, you know, the do's and the don'ts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't assume. So the second piece is attitude. See, men pick up attitude real quick. That little bobblehead thing. Right. All right, I ain't got to be bothered with her.
Right.
Because I know where she going.
Right.
You know, again, I'm going to go back to this thing I just said. Fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, see, we feel that negativity.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's
and sometimes right. The other thing that we want to cover with staff is that let's do a self-assessment of ourselves.
Ooh.
Mm.
Okay? So if I know that me and my boo ain't getting along.
Mm-hmm.
I know me and that daddy coming in, we ain't going to get along either, because I already got a wall up against, because my boo bad, you bad too.
That's it.
Okay?
That's it.
So, but all everybody ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do that self-assessment, let's leave that baggage
mm-hmm.
at home.
Absolutely.
When you walk through the door, put a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Be civil. Turn that head and be a new person.
Right.
Because if mm-hmm. not, all I want to do is come in. You drop my baby off and keep it moving.
Because
mm-hmm. I ain't got time to be fooling with Sybil.
Mm, I know.
And that's what happens at some of our programs. Mm-hmm. So that's the point we want to get across to staff today is communication.
Mm-hmm.
How to communicate. Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about purpose. Mm. And before we wrap up, I just want to say this about men and health.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to. Health don't start when you get old.
Right.
Start taking care of yourself when you're young.
Right.
When you're in your 20s, when you're in your late teens. Somebody needs to talk to young men about taking care of themselves as they move forward. Not only physically, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Men don't handle stress too well.
No.
And sometimes professional help does not help oh. hurt.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't talk to your boys about something,
because mm-hmm.
that's what they're going to tell you.
Right.
Man, you don't worry about that. Keep it
right,
moving.
Right.
But
right.
sometimes that's not the best advice.
Right.
Know who's in your circle. Because the people in your circle could dictate which that's direction right. that you're gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But
that's good. I love that, especially with health. Because I think it's between the ages of around 21 to 34, that's when men more men contemplate suicide or, you know, harming themselves, and having that outlet or having that space to say, hey, it's okay for you to seek help. It's okay to, be in a small group and, you know, us talk. But guess what? I have a therapist, you know, making those environments conducive to being able to really be transparent. Because, you know, I'm a lady. I don't think men are transparent, but I don't know what y'all talk about when y'all with each other. But hopefully there are environments that create that support and just transparency of, hey, this is what we're going through. I've been there before.
Yeah. And men are good at disguising their personal feelings. Men have always been taught that these are things that you can't show in public. Right. And sometimes it is a downfall for us because we got so much going on inside that we're just carrying a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and stress is a killer.
Yeah.
And once you can let that release, this is a true story. Did a training, and it was called Men Supporting Men. And we were just, I had about a 24 slide presentation. And we were talking about suicide. And three brothers got up and said, I've been there. And the whole thing just stopped because folks wanted to know what happened.
Right.
One guy talked about it. He said to everybody, he says, I am glad to have been able to talk about this. He said, because I feel release. I've been holding this around for 5 years and not being able to talk to anybody about it.
Right.
But now I can walk, I can walk out this room because I have just lifted a burden off my shoulder.
Yeah. Wow.
I was able to talk to somebody about this, a group of men that didn't judge me.
Right.
And then I had some other men in the room that's been the same place that I was. So you just don't know how that made that whole, what's the song? There's a sweet spirit in this place.
It was
a sweet spirit in this place when that guy got up and he really testified that this is why I did this. Men don't leave their children. They leave the situation. Wherever it may be, they leave the situation because I have a lot of conversation about men who have kids say, my daddy left me. There was a reason. Some were good, some were bad, but all of them weren't bad. Some had to leave for particular reasons to protect the family.
Right.
So I have those conversations with a lot of fathers, and I was surprised to find out that they didn't leave because they didn't want to be bothered with their kids. They left for other reasons. Unemployment. Messed up and crazy stuff. So the family was first.
Right.
But men health, I'm all over the place because I this is passion for
Men.
Men health is very important. And
a
traumatic experience in your life. With a health situation, we'll change your whole attitude with life.
And mental health is very important. And more there is a freedom of dealing with it, expressing it. And the taboo-ness of it has been kind of pushed down. I think COVID, if anything we can get out of COVID, it made it okay not to be okay.
Right.
And to seek help. So, that's powerful. And, you know, and not only mental and but that physical health, too, because we act like, you know, we're not going to go to the doctor and always rub some dirt on it. Rub dirt on it don't always work.
You know what? Let me be the female here. That's one thing that drives us crazy. Y'all sick, but you won't go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Okay. Go to the doctor. If I feel dizzy, I'm like, doctor, can you take some blood?
Right.
And she'll be like, yes, Jessica, I will.
Right.
You know?
It's crazy. Well, it's been such a joy having you on the show, man. We really appreciate what you're doing.
She just made a comment about going to the doctor.
Get him.
No, it's just like when you ride in the car, the GPS, they turn right. But what we do? We keep straight. She don't know what she talking about.
Right.
she got left.
Y'all don't ask for directions either.
Those are just some characteristics.
Those are characteristics.
You don't listen to, what's her name? Siri, what's her name? What's her name? Did we talking?
We're not listening to her.
We ain't listening to her.
She
don't know my hood. She's talking about take a right.
You seen that commercial where he was like, she don't know what she's talking about.
There's a quicker way. She don't know what she talking about.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show. We look forward to, hey, men, don't forget tomorrow, because I'm going to air this today. Tomorrow, we are having our men
March
meeting.
March Madness. Yes.
And, yeah, we're going to have a good time. Jerome's going to be there. He's going to talk to us, and we're going to have some food and fun. So,
11 to 2 at Jack's Bar and Grill. Come out and have a good time.
Look at you. All right, that's the show. You have been listening to Look Who's Talking. Appreciate you being here, Jerome.
Enjoy myself.